Tropism by Natalie Sarot, translated by Maria Jolas. They had come to live in the quiet little streets behind the Pantheon, near the Rue Gay-Lussac or the Rue Saint-Jacques, in apartments given onto dark courtyards, perfectly decent, however, and comfortably equipped. This was what was offered them here. This, and freedom to do what they wanted, to walk about as they wanted, in any sort of getup with any sort of face, on the homely little streets. Here no formal behavior was required of them, no activities in common with others, no sentiments, no memories. They were offered an existence that was at once despoiled and protected, an existence like a waiting room in a deserted suburban railway station. A bare, grey, lukewarm room with a black stove in the middle and wooden benches along the walls. And they were contented. They liked it here. They felt almost at home. They were on good terms with Madame la Concierge, with a grocery woman. They took their clothes to the most conscientious and least expensive cleaner in the neighborhood. They never tried to recall the place in the country where once they had played. They never tried to recapture the color and the smell of the little town they had grown up in. They never saw suddenly appear before their mind's eye, when walking along the streets in their neighborhood, when looking in the shop windows, when they went past the concierge door and greeted her very politely. They never saw rise up in their recollections a bit of wall inundated with life, or the paving stones of a courtyard, vivid and caressing, or the gentle steps of a front stoop on which they had sat in their childhood. On the stairway in their house, they occasionally met the tenant downstairs, a teacher who came home from school with his two kids at 4 o'clock. All three had pale eyes set in long heads as shiny and smooth as large ivory eggs. The door of their apartment opened narrowly for a second to allow them to pass. They were seen to put their feet on little felt squares laid out on the entrance floor, and move silently away, gliding towards the dark end of a corridor.